This is WGCU News. The Seminole Tribe of Florida is advocating to save a small island off the mouth of Tampa Bay from eroding. The island represents a painful moment in the tribe's history. It was used as a deportation site in the mid-19th century. WGCU's Topher Voorhees reports the tribe is talking with government agencies about what can be done to keep Egmont Key from disappearing.
Bobby Henry, cultural advisor to the Seminole Tribe of Florida, says a blessing over the mounds of unmarked graves in a small cemetery on Egmont Key.
Seminole language, I'm usually using it to talk to God, so that's what I'm going to do. Of course, everybody living on the earth.
Henry is wearing a red silky patchwork jacket with yellow, black, and white stripes, and a matching turban with a large white feather on the front. He has brown buckskin leggings with light brown tassels just under his knees. Some of the graves belong to Seminoles. A small list on the fence around the cemetery offers few details as to who they were. Seminole girl, died 1857. They were brought to this island as captives in the 1850s. It was during the Third Seminole War, which pitted the Seminoles against the United States Army. Chief Justice of the Seminole Courts, Willie Johns, says some Seminoles were taken captive, others surrendered. The Army used Egmont Key as a detainment site. Seminoles would wait there before being sent west to Indian Territory.
In the writings you read, they were tattered. They didn't have much clothes. It wasn't a good scene, you know. They were starving.
And while this land was once used as a portal from which Seminoles were removed from Florida, now the tribe is campaigning to preserve it. And that's because Egmont Key is disappearing. Over about 140 years, Egmont Key has almost shrunk in half to 280 acres. Dan Hughes with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says erosion here has been going on for a long time, and he's seen it drastically change the shape of the island.
I've seen, you know, the beaches. You can see where, you know, where once there was solid rows of palms and now they're all dead. So, you know, you're seeing where the shoreline is encroaching further and further into the island.
The Corps renourished beaches in the past, but the Corps is consulting with the Seminole Tribe of Florida on a project that would add 39 acres of sand to Egmont Key's west coast. The project also includes possibly building an underground 1,500-foot-long wall on the north tip of the island that would hold sand in place. Still, Hugh says this is a living island, and erosion just happens.
You know, we're not in control of nature. Nature can throw a lot at us. You know, we can try to the best of our ability to design a fix that will last as long as possible. But as for a permanent fix, you know, there's a lot to contend with here.
With the Corps looking to change the shape of the island, the tribe also wants to see what is buried underneath. Representatives are talking with the Florida Bureau of Archaeological Research about finding a non-invasive way to look for anything left behind by the captured Seminoles. Dr. Paul Backhouse, a Seminole Tribal Historic Preservation Officer and director of its Ottauquechee Museum in Hendry County, says the only records from that time come from the Army and don't tell the full story of the captive Seminoles.
At the end of the day, we just have manifests and lists of people that were here. They dehumanize what happened on this island. This, you know, make no mistake about it, this was a POW camp. Life here would have been incredibly hard. Today it seems like a beautiful paradise. 1857, it was absolutely anything but a beautiful paradise.
The tribe also wants to bring its history with Egmont Key into the classroom. It's working on a grant that would create curriculum for kids in tribal and Tampa Bay area schools. And it's also pushing to get Egmont Key added to the National Trust for Historic Preservation's list of America's 11 most endangered historic places. Back near the cemetery, Seminole cultural advisor Bobby Henry tells a story about how he and a friend went fishing and saw parts of Egmont Key 45 years ago. When he returned to the island a few years ago, he says some of the land he remembered doesn't look the same.
I see him and we drive around over there and it washed out. So what I'm looking at it, we're not doing anything, it would not help them. And this island is going to be another 45 years. It'd be about a half more gone, you know. So we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it.
The Seminole Tribe of Florida wants to see the island's history in a fuller light, even as the waters try to make it disappear. Topher Forges, WGCU News.